祷告会。
Before our Holy Communion, we have a fasting prayer.
什么叫做禁食啊
？What is fasting?
我们教会禁食跟一般教会也不太一样。
Our fasting is different from other churches.
一般教会的禁食是喝流质的东西，但是不吃东，不吃这个 solid food， 不吃这个。不吃这个固体的哈。
Other churches will eat, will drink liquid food but not solid food.
所以你如果听他们说禁食四十天呢、啊，吓了一跳。其实他天天都喝果汁。
If you heard that they fast for 40 days, they are only drinking juices.
我们教会的禁食就是不吃也不喝。
Our fasting means we do not eat or drink.
是有根据的。
That there is a foundation.
摩西上到西乃山四十昼夜。
When Moses was on Mount Sinai for 40 days and nights,
不吃也不喝。
He did not drink nor eat.
耶拿到尼尼微城去传简告。
When Jonah went to the city of Nineveh,
传简告。
To warn.
叫他们悔改。
To warn them to repent.
就从国王到百姓啊，大家披麻蒙灰啊，不吃也不喝，三天三夜禁食祷告。
From the king to the subjects, they dressing rags and they fast.
所以真正的禁食啊，就是不吃也不喝。
A true fasting means you do not eat nor drink.
不是说祷告的时候不吃不喝，本来祷告就不能吃也不能喝。
It doesn't mean that when you pray you don't eat or not drink.
如果我们禁食一餐
，If we fast for a meal,
就是从好像说我们现在中午禁食。
For example, right now we're fasting.
从早餐吃完饭一直到吃晚餐这一段时间呢、啊。不吃也不喝。
From the time you finish your breakfast to the time for dinner, you do not eat nor drink.
如果我们禁食早餐
，If we fast breakfast,
就是从晚餐以后一直到午餐这一段期间呢、啊，不吃也不喝。
Which means from dinner till lunch, we do not eat nor drink.
如果我们禁食晚餐
，If we fast dinner,
从午餐以后一直到明天早上不吃也不喝。
After lunch, we will not eat or drink until the next morning.
这个叫做禁食。
This is called fasting.
那禁食要跟祷告合在一起。
Fasting should go along with prayer.
如果只有禁食没有祷告
，If you fast and not pray,
这个禁食没有什么意思啊。
Then it's meaningless to fast.
因为很多人呐、啊，这个想要瘦一点，他也在禁食。
Because a lot of people who want to be fit or will fast.
但是他没有祷告。
But they do not pray.
所以禁食加上祷告就有功效。
Fast and prayer are effective.
那为什么祷告要加上一个禁食呢
？Why do we fast and we pray?
因为这个吃东西本来是我们人正常的欲望。
Taking in food is a normal desire for us.
那为着在神面前表示我们的心、诚心跟决心。
To show God our determination.
我们把这个最基本的这个生活的欲望都暂时的停止。
We will stop our daily requirement.
所以这个禁食的意思就是要在神面前表明我们的决心。
So, fasting shows our determination.
那禁食祷告很有功效。
Fasting prayer is effective.
因为你用非常的方法来向神表明你向他祈求的决心。
Because, through this way, you show your determination to God.
那圣经里面讲这个禁食祷告、哦、有几个功效。
And the Bible stated some of the, effects of fasting prayer.
首先的出埃及记三十四章。
Let us turn to Exodus.
二十八节。二十八节，三十四章的二十八节。
Exodus chapter 34 verse 28。摩
西在耶和华的那里四十昼夜，也不吃饭，也不喝水。耶和华将这个约的话，就是十诫，写在两块的法板上面。29节。摩西手里拿着两块法板下西乃山的时候，不知道自己的面皮，因为和耶和华说话就发光。这个地方讲这个摩西到西乃山上四十昼夜。
Here it says Moses went up Mount Sinai for 40 days and nights.
他不吃饭，也不喝水。
He did not eat or drink.
像40天。
For 40 days.
你想人40天不吃不喝会发生什么事情？
Do you know what happened if a man did not eat for 40 days?
这个人会脱水啊。
This person will dehydrate.
你会觉得这个形容憔悴。
The face looks pale.
所以你人哦，如果不吃饭两天还受得了，不喝水两天哦，很难受。
If you fast, if you do not eat for 2 days, you are able to withstand it. But if you don't drink for 2 days, you'll feel miserable.
因为我们身体70%都是水分。
Because 70% of our body is composed of water.
那摩西这个40昼夜差不多肉体活动都没有停止了。
For 40 days a night, Moses has stopped all the activities of his body.
接受神光照。
He accepts the light shone.
听神讲话。
Listen to God's word.
他下山了。
Then he descends down the mountain.
结果他有一个很大的改变。
He has a great change.
他面皮发光。
His face radiates.
这个光就是神的光啊。
This light is the light of God.
属灵的光。
Spiritual light.
因为他跟神说话。
Because he spoke to God.
那人如果可以发光啊，发神的光，这个人灵性就高了。
If a person can reflect God's light, then this person is high in spiritual.
所以这样看起来，摩西这个40昼夜使他灵性又上了一步。
We can see that the spiritual life of Moses has reached another level.
因此这个禁止祷告对我们灵性的提升啊很有帮助。
Fasting prayer will help in our spiritual life.
我们如果觉得啊这个自己信心一直都很软弱。
If we feel weak in our faith.
一直觉得说爱心也不够。
We do not have enough love.
或者我觉得一直要想谦卑没有办法谦卑。
Or we cannot humble ourselves.
我觉得我们一直想要圣洁没有办法圣洁。
Or we cannot feel holy.
我们一直想要打破自己，打不破。
We want to break ourselves, but we can't.
我们一直觉得我们心里有很多的不好的念头。
We have evil desires.
骄傲。
Pride.
嫉妒。
Jealousy.
自私。
Selfishness.
想要说谎。
Lying.
这一切不好的都要有时候靠神才能够改啊。
All these can be changed with God.
要禁止祷告。
We have to fast and pray.
所以这个禁止祷告啊。
Fasting prayer.
这个人灵在灵里面会变。
This person will change in spirit.
因为圣灵的能力一充满，人会变。
Because when the Holy Spirit fills them, they will change.
那这个圣灵将神的神性浇灌在我们里面。
The Holy Spirit will fill us with the characteristics of God.
所以这个禁止祷告以后，人啊，信心会增加，爱心会增加，品德会增加。
So after the prayer, this person will change.
所以每一个这个做圣工的人呢、啊、
Every holy worker.
要改变教会的圣工之前，要先改变自己。
Before changing the holy work, we should change ourselves.
我们常常忘记了改变自己。
We often forgot to change ourselves.
一直想要改变教会的圣工。
We often want to change the holy work.
我们常常忘记改变自己。
We often forgot to change ourselves.
一直想要改变别人。
We want to change others.
结果我们什么都没有办法做成。
But we end up doing nothing.
我们看以利亚。
Let us look at Elijah.
神要用他之前。
Before God wants to use him.
抬他到基利西达。
He was sent to the brook of Cherith.
先改变他。
To change him.
信心改变。
His faith has changed.
圣洁改变。
His holiness
changed. 后来神就开始用他。
And then God used him.
所以每一段每一个人被神所用要先改变自己。
Everyone who has been used by God has to change themselves first.
最有力量的改变，禁止祷告。
The most effective way to change is through fasting prayer.
所以我们大家体验看看你禁止祷告，你圣灵容易充满。
Let us experience when you fast and pray, the Holy Spirit will fill you.
我们真耶稣初代的这个信徒很会禁止祷告。
The early believers in the church knows how to fast and pray.
那个时候生活水准相当不高了。
At that time, the standard of living is low.
现在生活水准高了，大家反而不容易禁止祷告。
Today, the standard of living is high, and not many people can fast and pray.
所以这个禁止祷告要操练。
So we should train ourselves to fast and pray.
吃饱饭来祷告不容易集中精神。
After having a full meal and we pray, we can't concentrate.
因为整个血液都跑到胃里面去了。
Because all your blood is concentrating in your stomach.
那你肚子饿的时候最容易集中精神。
When you're hungry, you can concentrate.
因为你整个心就清了，清心了。
Because your heart is pure.
所以祷告容易发生功效。
So when you pray, it's effective.
所以这个禁止祷告第一个目标为了要求神改变我们灵性。
The first goal of fast and pray is.Ask God to change us.
摩西啊，不是耶稣禁止祷告40昼夜。
Jesus fasted and prayed for 40 days and 40 nights.
结果他可以经得起魔鬼的试探。
He is able to withstand the trials of the devil.
他肚子很饿的时候。
He was hungry.
魔鬼跟他讲，你为什么不从石头变成饼？
The devil told him, why don't you turn the stone to bread?
耶稣是做得到的。
Jesus can do that.
但是他不做。
But he doesn't want to.
那这是魔鬼叫他做的。
Because this is something said by the devil.
他为什么能够经得起这个试探？
How can he stand this trial?
因为神给他力量。
Because God gives him strength.
禁止祷告，得到力量。
He fasts and pray and he gains strength.
魔鬼叫他说，你为什么不从屋顶上跳下去？
The devil asked him, why don't you jump down from the building?
他如果跳下去，
If he jumps down,
神会差遣天使把他保护。
God will send angels to protect him.
哇，摩西啊，这个耶稣马上就有荣耀了。
Then Jesus will be glorified.
啊，这个人跳上去不会受伤害，马上就有荣耀。
This person jumping off from a building will not be harmed.
不是吧？我们大家都喜欢得到自己的荣耀吗
？Every one of us likes to be glorified.
但是耶稣不要。
But Jesus does not want that.
不接受从人来的荣耀。
He doesn't want glorification from men.
耶稣说：“你们互相荣耀，所以你没有办法跟从我。”
Jesus said, "You glorify each other, that is why you cannot follow me."
人没有办法跟从耶稣，就是互相荣耀。
Men cannot follow Jesus because they glorify each other.
那主耶稣怎么抵挡这个试探
？How does Jesus stand this trial?
禁食祷告。
He fasts and pray.
把这个要荣耀的心都杀掉了。
He has got rid of all his the heart of glorifying himself.
所以他能够走天，他能够带领我们。
That is why he can lead us.
魔鬼要告诉他。
The devil told him.
你如果拜我，这个所有荣华富贵都给你。
If you worship me, I will give you everything.
谁不要世界的东西？
Who doesn't want the material things?
但是要拜魔鬼啊！
But you have to pray to the devil.
耶稣胜过了。
Jesus has won.
为什么他不会伤害世界？
Why won't he like this world?
因为神给他能力。
Because God gives him strength.
禁食祷告四十昼夜。
He fasts and prays for 40 days and 40 nights.
所以我们如果禁食迫切祷告，
If we fast and pray and pray fervently,
你可以经得起肉体情欲的考验。
You can withstand your flesh.
你也不会贪爱世界。
You will not love this world.
我们也不会被虚荣心绑住。
We will not be bound by our desires.
所以这个灵性要突破，常常要有一个特别的祷告。
In order to gain a breakthrough in our spiritual life, we have to pray.
常常就是禁止祷告。
This is often fasting
prayer. 如果你灵性能够更上一层楼，
If your spiritual life can reach another higher level,
神就会把更重要的工作交托给你做。
God will give you another heavy burden,
神是看人的灵性在给工作的。
God gives you job according to your abilities.
跟人跟完全不一样的。
It has nothing to do with man.
所以先要改变我们的灵性。
To change our spiritual life.
我们就可以服侍神。
Then we can serve God.
这第一个禁食祷告要改变，提升我们灵性。
First, fasting prayer will change us in a spiritual way.
第二个。
Second.
在这个约拿书里面说。
In the book of Jonah.
这个尼尼微城犯罪。
The city of Nineveh sinned.
得罪神。
Has offended God.
神要毁灭他们。
God wants to destroy them.
结果尼尼微城人就是开始祷告。
And the people in Nineveh starts to pray.
禁食祷告三天。
They fast and pray for 30 days.
结果三天过去以后。
After 3 days.
神就赦免他们了。
God forgave them.
所以这个禁食祷告对赦我们的罪很有关系啊。
Fasting prayer has a good close relationship with our sins.
如果我们一直觉得被罪缠累。
If we feel that we are burdened by our sins,
或者我们犯了很严重的罪，
we have committed a great sin,
一直都祷告都没有体验，
we do not feel anything in our prayers,
禁止祷告，
fast and pray.
神说忧伤痛悔的心神不轻看。
God will not look down on your heart of sorrow.
我们要刻骨己心，在神面前表示我们的忧伤。
We should show our sorrow in front of Jesus.
神不轻看。
God will not look down on it.
我们教会有一个青年，
there is a youth in our
他去当兵。
He went to the army.
结果他朋友带他去去一个不良场所。
His friend took him to a
很多的酒吧女郎在那里。
Went to a bar.
很多女人在那里。
There are a lot of women.
他回来之后一直发抖。
When he came back, he was shivering.
他妈妈看他说：“为什么你今天一直发抖？”
His mom asked him, "Why are you shivering all day?"
一直问他。
And she kept asking him.
那最后他就说。
At last he said.
他说他被朋友带去的。